Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Renee.
He lied?
A pathological liar.
What did
liar.
He lie about?
Everything.
Oh, no.
Absolutely everything.
Why do men lie?
I just, how is this your grand gesture of love? And you're positioning on a podcast as if you are the blueprint for chivalry.
What is it? BMB, bare minimum bomb.
So sisters, imagine this is the dilemma. Well, not the dilemma, the predicament. Hi, welcome to TMS Hot Takes. Ooh. We are back from South Africa. Hope you enjoyed Sunday's episode about healing.
Yeah, I heard that jazz.
That was 10 times more serious than this episode is going to be. And we're still in New York. So
yeah,
it's us from the past again.
Ooh, hello. Isn't that weird? We time travel.
Yeah, we do. We actually do.
We don't time travel.
You never know where you'll catch us in the sequence of the multiverse. So
yeah.
TMS Hot Takes this week.
Yes, ma'am.
I have some serious points to bring to the table. Some serious points to bring to the table.
I have some serious and unserious, but
that woman who did the 52-part series on TikTok about her ex-husband who was a pathological liar.
No, I haven't seen that.
I'm halfway through.
I need you to send that to me.
Oh my
God. I need you to send that to me.
The drama, Renee.
He lied?
A pathological
liar. What
did
he lie about?
Everything.
Oh no.
Absolutely everything.
Why do men
lie? Lie. And I'm sorry, I know if men, if you're listening to this, brothers, whatever.
Whatever, you got yourself.
Down for your team this week.
Oh no.
Your team is down bad this week.
Zero.
That man lied about everything. And I just prayed that none of us encounter such a person.
Oh, amen to that. God forbid.
Obviously, not all men lie. We know. We get it. But that man was
that man
lying.
Lied, yeah. Oh.
That.
But what are some of the things that he lied about? Give us like
okay,
an
spoiler alert, because it is 52 parts if
okay,
you want.
Okay, if you
I'm only halfway through, so I'll tell the beginning of the story shortened way. So she met him.
Yeah.
They seemed to be really aligned, ended up moving in together quite quickly.
Right.
They're slightly older, so I think he was in his 40s. I think she's in her 40s as
yeah,
well when they
yeah,
met.
Yeah, yeah.
This is all going down in 2020 to 2021. They were only married for 6 months.
Oh.
Yeah. He lied about pretty much where he was born,
oh,
where he worked,
uh-oh,
what he did for work.
Why?
He would do certain things like, oh, you know what we should go and do today? Look for cars. I'll get you this car. The car never came. I'm meant to be getting a company car. The company car never was given. This is my office.
Married?
Because he, you know what? This is actually wisdom for the sisters in general. And I really appreciate the way she told the story because
yeah,
she did make like an intro video where she said, I'm going to tell this story in chronological order and I'm going to tell you everything, including the parts where I messed up.
Mm.
And she said that certain things like, she was fearful of being single for longer.
Mm.
She was ready to get married. Good. She didn't want to be lonely. And obviously they got together in the pandemic.
Mm.
So this whole question of, this has happened in Atlanta. This whole question of being locked down by yourself.
Jeez.
So she didn't want to have to like be locked down by herself as well. So the question came like, should he move in? Should she move into his place? And because she had the bigger place, because he was apparently like, just moved to the state, whatever.
Spouse.
He stayed at her place. So they moved in together pretty quickly. So I think it
right,
was like a circumstantial thing, but also her, a mix of things around her feelings towards singleness. And she wanted to have kids, mm, stuff like that. And this guy, you know, when you meet someone and it feels like this is your twin flame or like you've always known them. So he was saying all the right things. And from her knowledge and from what he presented, because these lies were elaborate.
I can
like,
imagine. They would have to be.
There weren't actually that many red flags initially.
Right.
Obviously, things were moving quickly. But you hear some stories where people moved quick and everything worked out, you
right,
know?
Right.
So he seemed like he was good with his family. He was transparent. He was very like transparent with finances to the point where like showing her financial records of certain things, which looked so legit, Renee. looked so legit.
Stop it.
Like, this man spun a whole story about who he was to the point where, like, he gave her a wrong social security number on their, like, a fake social security number on their marriage certificate. Like, all of these different things. This woman did not know who she was married to. And the series is called Who the Heck, Who the, you know, F word.
Yeah, F
did
word.
I marry? Did I marry? And it's like, she didn't really know this man.
I need you to send this series. I need,
it's 52 parts. You're not going to watch.
No, I'm going to watch every.
It's like, each video is about 10 minutes.
I need a new Netflix series.
Yeah, hello, it's actually you better, so true. Like I said, I'm halfway through. And that brings me to another point. I saw a tweet. It was actually from one of our friends. Shout out to Tristan. He put on his story, you guys that have time to like watch a 52 part series, this is clearly what's wrong with our generation. You guys are not productive. I will let you know, I am the most unserious person on this because I had time.
Oh, 100%. No. It's not even about whether you have the time. It's about where from the time that you have,
will you draw from?
Facts. Because I'm a draw. When something is interested enough, baby,
thank
I'm
you.
A draw.
As I was getting my steps, it gave steps. Me a perfect company for my steps.
Exactly.
As I was getting my steps on my way to the shops, on the transport situation, I'm listening.
Turn it into a podcast. I'll even be listening.
Thank you. And I was like, this woman really should. Everyone's in the comments talking about Tyler Perry needs to provide the rights to this story because we want to see it reenacted.
So they divorced at the end. Actually, that's
after
for me.
But she says it from the beginning. It's her ex-husband. She's telling the story about her ex-husband.
No, I was going to ask, like, what were the circumstances for that divorce? Yeah,
I'm not there yet. I'm only halfway.
Wow.
So I'm at the stage where they got married, and now because they didn't do premarital counseling, I'm now at the stage where they got married, and now they're doing marriage counseling to resolve the issues that happened in the first month of their marriage.
Jeez. No kids?
You should watch it.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, no. I haven't finished it, so I don't know if they eventually had kids, but they did go through some encounters with pregnancy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Men can lie. Not good.
But women can lie too.
They can.
People can lie,
just
man.
Just people be lying out here.
Be vigilant for real. And like, it's just sad because I feel like we're already in an era where people are really suspicious of each other. So I think it's just heightened the suspicion. And millions of views, Renee. Millions of views.
This sounds so awful, but tangential. You remember Catfish?
Yeah. It's kind of giving that, but he was there in person.
Yeah, like, it was giving me Catfish vibes. But
Catfish was a
wild show.
A good show,
like the early seasons. Yeah. Oh my gosh,
it was a good show. I enjoyed Catfish.
I absolutely adored it. Yeah. I love them too. Yeah. I love them too together. It's the fact that they were so unassuming.
Yeah.
And every single time they were just bamboozled with what they found. Every single time. And Max was the kind of person. The camera's here.
Yeah.
He said, "You ain't who you." We saw your profile. You ain't who you is.
Catfish was a good show. Shout out to MTV. Used to have good programs.
100%.
But it brought a question. This 52 part series on TikTok brought a question to me.
Yeah.
What would you do if you found out your husband had been lying about major things?
Wow. We probably would have to split up.
Separate. Yeah.
We would have to, because the precedent that you have set. I can't build a family with somebody. You could be anything.
I don't know anything about you. Who the hell are you? It's
like marrying a stranger.
Who the hell are you?
That's grounds for annulment. I don't know who you are.
It's actually so true. That's grounds for annulment.
Like, we would have to separate.
Whew.
I'm not even trying to work things through.
Yeah, that woman was put through the ringer.
Speaking of lies, my goodness, this was actually one of the things that I had on my topic. So I recently read The Girl with the Louding Voice. Great book.
Yeah, I've heard.
And spoiler alert, in case you haven't read the book, spoiler alert, please just skip. Don't be fighting me. But
I've not read it, but
I don't think it will like, you
throw
know,
me off. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But one of the characters it's like a minor character, whatever. One of the characters, a guy in the book, lied to his wife saying that he didn't want kids.
Mm.
Well, that he wasn't like, having kids wasn't like a deal breaker or anything like that.
Yeah.
And she initially didn't want kids, but she said that she may like change her mind in the future, whatnot. And they're from like a Nigerian family, so there was quite a lot of pressure, you know, where's our grandkids, all that kind of jazz. And eventually she said, okay, I'm ready to have kids. Can we try? And he said, you know what? Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, okay.
They were really struggling to have kids.
Yeah.
And then eventually she went, I'm not going to spoil that, but there was a very traumatic experience that she went through in order to, you know, conceive. Mm. And then afterwards, she still wasn't able to conceive and she thought it was her fault, but he was infertile and never told her.
The lies.
The deceits.
That's really deceitful.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What's the next step? Are we staying with this man?
I think the journey to healing that kind of betrayal, in my opinion, is a very long one. My hat goes off to everyone who embarks on that. That's great. The breaking of trust, especially for me to, I don't know what she did, but for me to go and do something extreme to myself in the desperation to have a child. And the issue all along has been you.
Yeah, it was bad too.
And you not telling me, that is deception.
It was bad.
That is...
It was so bad.
Can't hide stuff like that from people, man. Be honest. Especially since in the beginning, she wasn't like pressed to have kids anyway. Exactly. If you had just been honest that I'm infertile, I can't have kids, mm-hmm. she probably would have been like, okay, great. So now I've ticked it off my list. We ain't having kids. Exactly. And at least we have something clear to tell people when they ask us, why aren't you having kids? We can't.
And you know, the thing is, traditionally, when you're not able to have kids, they're always looking at
the woman.
And it was you.
Always looking at the woman.
Jail time.
For real. For real. It's crazy because especially being West African, you know the comments you get. You know the people who, even if they think they mean well, who say stuff and it just comes across as criticism people just aggravating you. So then to go through that journey only to realize that your partner is actually the biggest op in this situation. Oh, heartbreaking.
Hellish.
Heartbreaking. But would you say it's a good book?
Fantastic. Yeah. Really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Man, sisters, if you do have any book recommendations, please
holla,
let us know.
Holla.
I was hesitating a little bit saying that because I was just like, oh, I know my brother will be listening to this, like, hi,
shout out to Brian.
Read with caps.
Yes. Book talk.
He's really doing his thing on there. Absolutely. Every time I see them,
his bookshelf is stunning, so aesthetically pleasing.
And I'm actively calling you out as to why you have not loaned me anything, but that's okay, it's fine. Been asking a million and one times, can you loan me a book? But unfortunately,
he's not a library. Aesthetic.
I mean, you've seen how extensive that is.
Yeah, but you can't just take a book from someone's shelf. Book. Okay, whatever, Renee.
One book.
You should just go to his house and take it.
Wow. Don't listen to this.
If you find something missing,
don't listen to this. He won't notice.
That's funny. But yeah, I just think it's really sad. Like,
people need to stop lying.
When people hide stuff, like, just be true for what's going on.
Speaking of hiding things, it's giving connection. Sorry. It's giving connection.
Yeah.
But one of the other things that I wanted to bring up was what we've currently been talking about in the South Africa girlies group chat.
Me too.
Go on,
me
girl. Tell them.
Queen Vedette, our lovely sister, CEO of Sorted Chalet, sent into the group chat a screenshot of a tweet. This tweet basically is a lady. He's tweeting saying she got a phone call from her sister-in-law, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Bear in mind, her sister-in-law is her husband's brother's wife, right?
Yeah.
So, and her husband's brother has recently passed away. So this woman who called her sister-in-law, is now a widow, right? So she gets this call from her sister-in-law who has recently been widowed. And on the call, the sister-in-law says, please, can you thank your husband for the Valentine's gift he sent me? Now she's like, okay, I will say thank you. Thank you for the call. Puts the phone down. She's like, I didn't know about no Valentine's Day gift he was going to get my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he tell me that? Now on the phone, she asks her, oh, what was the gift? And she says what the gift was. Her sister-in-law tells her, this is the gift. And she's like, the bit that makes this whole situation worse, it's the same gift he got her for Valentine's Day. So sisters, imagine this is the dilemma. Well, not the dilemma, the predicament. Your husband has bought his sister-in-law, the wife of his deceased brother, the same Valentine's Day gift he bought you.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell you. What do you do?
Yeah. I think there's a couple of problems here.
Many.
Many a problem. Many a issue. I think the first issue is always going to be communication.
Simple as.
I did not know this information. And listen, when I'm married to somebody, I expect I need to be your first port of call for any most decisions that you'd be making.
Yeah.
So for me to find out from my sister-in-law that you got her a gift without letting me know or giving me a heads up, I think is a little bit shady.
Problematic.
Especially because, you know, it's your sister-in-law. And you know what? I actually understand that it may have been a nice gesture, especially because, you know, her husband is recently deceased. We don't know what the parameters are around that. Like, maybe it is that she's used to like lavish gifts or whatever, and he was trying to do a nice thing. But I would have appreciated a heads up and said, you know, hey babe, there's nothing shady, especially because it's Valentine's, where we typically celebrate romantic love. You don't get Valentine's gifts like that for everybody, but I'm gonna get one for you know, my sister-in-law, because she's going through a tough time. In fact, I could have even been on part of
that's the thing that came to mind. It's just like, if there's nothing to hide here, just tell me, like, babes, I'm thinking about getting a Valentine's Day gift for so and so, because, you know, this may be their first Valentine's Day without my brother.
Could have even been a from us.
From us, or even if it's a from you, at least I'm a part of the, actually it should have been a from us, but like, at least I'm a part of the experience, right? I think the fact that it's the same gift, I don't think there's foul play going on.
Yeah.
Because I think for your sister-in-law, who's probably mourning her husband, to call you and be like, can you thank your husband for getting me this gift? I think it takes a serious evil person to know they're fooling around with your husband, or they like your husband to do that. Do you get what I mean? So I actually think there's innocence here. Like, there's no foul play. But I do think for him to get her the same gift, one, that gift better have been basic or like very universal. Oh, a bouquet of flowers,
chocolate,
a gift card, some chocolate, whatever. But if it was expensive jewelry, if it was lingerie, as some of the girls in the group chat were saying, if it was a holiday, something of significant value or something quite intimate, you have some explaining to do as to why you thought that was appropriate to gift another woman. I don't care if she's my sister-in-law.
Yep.
You're gifting another woman.
Yeah.
So let's be serious here, because you don't know how she may interpret that, right? Like, you're in a vulnerable state. Somebody is showing you a kindness. And not to say, you know, she would absolutely cross the boundary, but you never know what that then arouses in terms of feelings, exactly. You know? Don't blur the lines here. Don't blur the lines.
Yeah, it was just, ew. The same gift. Ew. If it had been just a, you know, a gift, but for it to be the same gift. Rookie error. Man, them step it up.
Big mistake.
And then I get how folks are like, oh, you know, he's a guy, different processing, etc. You've been married to this person.
Yeah.
I just don't know how much it is an excuse to plead incompetence here.
Yeah.
Because you've been married to this woman for God knows how long. Don't be coming and say, oh, the same gift I got my wife, I'm going to give somebody else, especially my sister-in-law. Like, be freaking for real.
Yeah. But I think this shows that, like, a lot of men don't pay that much attention to detail. It's just, absolutely. But, like, I think I'm trying to assume the best.
Yeah.
That it was just I'm getting this for my wife because I think this is nice for her, especially if it was like a basic thing.
Yeah.
Let me just order two and get it sent to her.
Such a
basic, simple-minded thing to do.
Doghouse, man.
But yeah, they have a lot of communication to do, man. That man has some making up to do.
Jail time.
Yeah, just to defend your case. Yeah.
Why do people lie? Why do they hide things? What's going on in the House of Commons?
Oh. Question, but talking about trifling men, did you see that video of that man who was talking about the blue heart emojis? Did you see it?
I saw it for like mere seconds before I had to click off. Mere seconds, because I said, this is some hoodlum nonsense.
So how could this guy be on a podcast? Like, guys, men, please, like, these podcasts are not something to just entertain tomfoolery. Like, know who you're giving a platform to. This guy is on a podcast and he's being asked about his marriage. And he was talking about how, I think somebody asked him, what's the hardest thing you've overcome or something? Yeah. And he said, my marriage.
Yeah.
And the man was like, how can you say the biggest weapon that's formed against you has been your marriage? And so he begins to explain, like, him and his wife have gone through some really hard seasons, and lo and behold, the hard seasons has been him.
Yeah,
he has cheated on his wife and had a child outside of wedlock.
Crazy.
And then the interviewer asked him, how has that been, like, dealing with that? And he said, we're overcoming that. I was so confused about the whole situation. And then for him to say the way he's helping to repair his relationship is one day he was messaging his wife, like, have a good day, something basic. And then sends her, ends the I love you or whatever with a blue heart. And he was like, blue heart emojis are like my thing or whatever.
Okay.
Sickness. Okay. He's like, as soon as I type that, guys, though, this is literally the like how he thinks what he's saying is so profound. This is how I'm going to convey it. As soon as I type that blue heart emoji, I thought there's something here. Let me see how long I can keep up with this. So the next day, at the end of my text to her, I put two blue hearts. And then the third day. And then on the third day, I added a third.
Did you?
And I thought, how long can I keep this up for? Now I only made it 21 days. And in my head I said, is this your grand gesture of love?
Do you know, first of all, how afflicted it is to get 21
blue hearts from a grown man.
That's meant to be your husband.
Who's cheated on you and had a child outside of wedlock.
Also, blue heart, am I your boy? Don't send me a blue heart.
Blue heart is what, and it's the way he's like, blue hearts are my thing.
I don't give a damn what's your thing. Cheating is your thing. Having a kid outside of wedlock is your
thing. How are you positioning this as this really impressive romantic gesture that you've shown your wife? This is his
wife
like
needs
example
to blink twice
of
if she
like,
needs help.
Please.
Blink twice.
SOS
if you
red
need
flag.
Help.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Give us something.
I just, how is this your grand gesture of love and you're positioning on a podcast as if you are the blueprint for chivalry?
What is it? BMB, bare minimum bomb.
Bare minimum bomb.
Blue heart.
Blue heart, Renee.
That's outrageous.
Blue hearts, a sea of blue hearts, but only for 21 days though.
So then we'll
Let's
have enough
be mindful.
Of that.
I don't know. I guess he was just tired.
Back. Yeah, he snatched back those blue hearts. Like, that's outrageous. Man was sending blue hearts like he was going on a fast. That's a sickness. I want to encourage men of the community, of the society, that you need to level up. I know that we have been, you know, of late, we've been saying, social media has been blown out of proportion, our expectations for our relationships. Yeah, we've been, you know, extremely egregious in some of the things that, you know, everything has been so extravagant. No. It's not been extravagant enough.
No, he said 20 blue hearts. That's extravagance to him.
And then on the 21st day, he said, my time here is done.
It's done. Said, it's enough now. I'm all blue-hearted out.
I'm out of here. That man needs to see jail.
And guys, no, I want you, maybe I'll even insert the clip. Hopefully jail. You don't get copyrighted. But like, I want you to look at the seriousness in this man's face. Anyway.
That's really upset me, man. Because I saw it.
The girls are suffering.
And when I say I like minimized it so quick, because I didn't even want it to enter into my psyche. I just feel like I have a BS filter now. When I'm on the internet, I'm like, no.
For real. Curating your feed, man.
I saw blue hearts. I said, no.
Yeah, no, the blue hearts is very wild.
I detect some BS.
Some nonsense.
In the water right now. I don't want to be a part of that. And I think what also made it funny was like the interviewer was also looking at this man.
He said, what are you actually saying right now?
He said, you are committing something right now. Like internet source. I don't know.
I don't know where they found that man or why they brought him on and what they thought he had to say.
And
but
just
that
when,
was bad.
Just when I thought we were getting to an impasse, like a, you know, a peace treaty. That, you know, maybe we could allow men to continue to hold the license for podcasting.
Yay, disappointment.
Snatch back.
Yay to disappointment.
Why y'all gotta do that?
Why you gotta be so bad?
Men across the... And the thing is, we love men. We've said this all the time, but y'all ain't making it easy for us right now.
Your reputation certainly
is it. Blue heart. I'm going to look at every man that sends me a blue heart funny from now on.
I don't think I've ever received one.
Stop. I've sent one to the bros.
That's so custom.
Blue heart.
For you to go into the heart section of the emojis and be like, you know what I'm going to do? A blue one. What's your go-to heart emoji?
Ooh, I like a regular heart.
The red one.
I like the red one or the two like the little hearts. Ones. Yeah,
yeah, I like that. I like those two as well. I'm a white heart person. Oh. And then the heart hands emoji.
Ile racisme.
Why?
You don't like the brown heart?
But the hands that do the heart are
brown. Oh, they're brown. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But you said, oh, my go-to is the white heart first.
Yeah, because I feel like the white heart is neutral. Mm-hmm. Sorry, this is the overthinker in me. I think the red heart is too romantic.
I hear it.
And then when I started like commenting it back to people, especially men, yeah. I was like, mm-hmm, I don't like that.
I do the blue heart.
So white heart.
This is bros.
This one is masculine.
This is a bros. It's a man.
Yeah, so I feel like the white heart is neutral. No, it's sorry. Not too like, oh, she's proper sending me hearts. It's just, you know, it's just
pure.
You know,
pure, it gives me like pure almost. Intentions.
Yeah, very pure and innocent intentions. Mm. Heart.
Simple. I hear it. Yeah. I hear it. The two hands though is so cute. I find it so cute. Much. It's so cute. It's like, oh,
it's honestly my favorite, like one of my like favorite emojis. That one and the girl in the purple that's doing this.
Oh, she's funny. A little sassy.
Yeah, she's
a little sassy. Yeah. I like the emoji. Oh, not talking about emojis. I like the emoji that's like the hand covering the face and it looks like they're about to laugh. That's so me. Because I'm just like, embarrassing.
I hear that.
That one and then the one that's like,
yeah, looking through the hands. What's the other ones I like? Right now,
they've been doing
the
their
one
things.
That I've been sending is the cry. Just
but which cry. One though? They've got different types of cry.
I know. There's one, the sweat.
Mm-hmm.
There's also smile with the single tear. That is my favorite ultimate like one. And then there's the one where literally it's just streams of tears.
Streams of tears, man. Streams of tears.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Streams of joy.
Yeah, I saw a video on TikTok, just really random question.
Mm.
I saw a video on TikTok of a girl who was like, how often do you call your mom or talk to your mom?
I try for once a week.
Yeah.
So I put it on my, what do you call it? My annual list, actually, my goals of like, make sure I speak to my parents at least once a week. Once a week,
that's really
because
good.
It can be so easy to just be like, oh yeah, you know, how you doing? Fine, etc. But like, I actually call them and speak to them on the phone.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just on a day-to-day basis, you just get through the day and then conk out. And it's like, oh, have you actually spoken to people that, you know, are your parents?
Yeah, so. That's so good.
I try. I aim for once a week.
That's good. My mum's goal is to call me 3 times a week.
Screaming. Sweet. Auntie Rose, she said, where is my Rosie? Offspring?
Rosie.
My offspring, where's she at?
Stop. So, but no, we talk quite often. Me and my dad like once a week as well.
Mm.
But this girl said she calls her mom multiple times a day.
Oh, wow.
She said people say that they've called their moms like maybe 3 times a week. Which I thought was already very frequent, well, but that's how often I talk to my mom. Overbearing.
Yeah.
But she said, that's probably by 12 p.m. for me. I've spoken to my mom 3 times. I said, are you still living at home?
Yeah, probably.
She's not. No. Not. Like, then she calls her mom.
Oh.
And it's like, maybe is that a healthy attachment style?
Screaming. I love that. Maybe they're best.
That secure attachment because.
I'm screaming. She said, what kind of security is that? That's.
Oh my gosh. That's you are still group. In the womb.
I'm yelling. It's giving besties.
Yeah, it's giving besties. I love that for her. But yeah, it just made me think like, what's the average? Like, how often are people calling
their
moms?
Parents? Yeah. Guys, how often do you call your parents?
Please, because I need to know. Am I neglecting mine?
Better not send them this podcast episode.
You've got a good relationship with your mom, you say on this podcast. So yeah, people are talking to their mom multiple times a day.
I do have a good relationship with my mom.
Yeah, but they want you to talk to
screaming. I'm in like a part-time job. Yeah, I do my shift 3 times a week. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
So
I love her to pieces.
Yeah.
I spoke to her this morning even.
Auntie Rose.
Go see her on Friday.
Oh, I love it. Love her, Auntie Rose. Yeah, but I love my mom too. She'll be looking at you. Courtney says she loves her mom. Why do you say it as quickly?
Love you too, love Auntie you. Carol.
Oh, parents.
Parents. Go and listen to this week's episode to hear more about that.
Yeah, gotta love
circumstance.
Them. Gotta love them. Speaking about parents, are you looking forward to becoming one?
What the flip? Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How exciting.
I feel like I really want kids at some point in life, whether the idea of child carrying and pregnancy is quite outrageous. It's quite scary to me.
I think it's quite outrageous.
You know, God, whatever your plan is with that, do your thing, isn't it?
Outrageous.
But I think it's quite scary. So I do look forward to being a parent. I look forward to that dimension of life. However I become a parent, open, very open to it. But like, yeah, I am.
Mm.
I think it's just such a beautiful thing to get to like be a part of someone's story, but also like, I don't know, it's just like a responsibility, boy. Oh. But it must be so fulfilling.
Yeah.
It must be so fulfilling. How about you?
I'm excited. A little bit nervous.
Yeah. I feel like that's inevitable, though.
Yeah. I genuinely hope that they have a sense of humor, because I can't wait to prank my kids.
What are you requiring things of them?
Already, and they ain't even... So this is the set, the
such
grounds.
Such a Nigerian mom.
Ah, there you go. This is the grounds for their trauma already. Like, when I was in the womb, I had the... vibrations that she had expectations that I could not fulfill.
That's nah, they will be funny.
Yeah, I hope they're funny. But yeah. No, I'm excited. I think it's the reality of that caregiving responsibility that we were talking about for in the real main episode. Like, you guys want stuff from me,
and I have like, to provide it.
Small things like I now have to hide snacks because you get no. Because I've seen like with my friends' kids or like you know my aunties and stuff like that. Those kids, hi.
Yeah, of course they want stuff.
Hello.
They stuff.
But they also want stuff when you're going through it too, which absolutely. I find quite outrageous.
Those tweets I see where people are like, I was in the middle of an ugly cry. My child was like, milk. Hungry snacks.
Mommy, are you done?
Apple. Literally. But I think there's just a special bond there. But again, don't take it lightly because there are also women. And I really love the phase of life we're in right now where women are sharing the realities of certain things.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Because I really love the women who are like, this is hard. Like really hard. Sometimes I don't even like these people. I don't like these kids, but I love them. And this is what my love looks like.
kids, they're so precious. But I'm definitely getting, I'm at that age where I'm like, oh, so precious. Broody? Here's a candy.
Do you think are you 85?
Here's some money. Don't tell your mom.
Are you broody?
I think so.
Aww.
We're only like parts. Oh girl, no, don't be saying oh.
Have one for
get
the
girls. Get that out of the air. I'm going to say you first. You first. Get that out of the air.
Have one for the girlies.
The pregnancy of the air. Absolutely not. Absolutely
JK,
not.
JK.
It was even one of our friends. Who was it, Jen? She's like, oh, so.
Yeah. Have one for the team.
Nah, man.
Literally. The amount of times Jen has told me have one for the team.
Ma'am.
Girl.
Ma'am.
These things is expensive.
This is up. Hello.
Yeah, permanent responsibility. Too much.
Whatever.
Too much.
But I think it'll be exciting. I look forward to it.
You know what? I only look forward to it because of the quality of partner.
Yeah.
Like
your face when you said that. You're like, listen here.
You better step up to the plate. Like my big thing is I only want to get married and have kids when I know my partner is ready for that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be doing the leading of that. You need to let me, like, I need to see it in your eyes that you almost want this thing more than me.
Yeah.
Because I'm really scared of ending up, not necessarily doing it alone, but carrying the majority of the burden.
Mm.
I really want there to be, like, just unity there. Yeah, so I think that's my biggest indicator that okay, cool, like, I can make this work.
I think that would be cute, you know. What so tangential, but you know what makes me laugh about guys sometimes, you know that quintessential picture they take when you've had a baby,
when they're leaving the hospital. I love it. And the thing is, I wonder the girl who's like, oh, let me get behind you and take this picture, or if he's like, you know, gotta take the picture. Yeah. Like I'm gonna start walking now. I think so too, but I love it for them.
I do.
I really love it. I think everyone should have it.
One thing that I also want for like me and my partner though is that like when I'm ready to have like a baby and we have the baby, you better put my face in every photo.
What do you mean?
You know, sometimes there are folks who are like, oh, you know, my baby, my kid, doing everything for my child, etc. No, I'm in the picture too.
I still don't get it.
So you know how there's some like maybe for, you know, personal reasons or whatnot, the couple doesn't necessarily show that they're with somebody, but they'll show lots of photos of the children. Yeah, it's like, I'm doing everything for my daughter and my son.
Yeah.
Me and my reason for living. I want to let you know.
I am your reason to
this. Let me tell, because I'd be seeing, oh yeah, just here with my mini me. Yeah. I said, but your mini me did not come by. Like,
it wasn't until I became a father that I really became a man. So what were you when you were with me? A boy.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna be in every photo. I'm gonna be, if you see me, you know those people that take photos and then you can see them in the mirror.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure. I don't want none of that. Oh, you know, I found my purpose when I found you. Yeah, so what were you doing before?
With me.
Before.
What was I, a buffer?
Because one thing, let's not cap, people will be out here saying, oh, you know, so cute. You have a kid. Are you with the mom?
Yeah, so true.
If you give anybody reasonable doubt that we're together, we can't be together. No, this needs to be a unit, baby. This is a family affair.
That could never. This is a family, exactly.
You ain't gonna get no individual photos ever with that kid.
Nah, that could never run. I better see my wife. My wife. Yep. You are right.
Talking about my reason. My reason for living is my daughter. Excuse you.
This is still about me, honey.
Excuse you, even though that picture where they're leaving, my hand will be in there. My hand will be in there.
Just to let you guys know.
My heart beats. You think I wait? Huh? Listen, I just pushed out a kid and you said, let me crop me out of the photo.
That's hilarious. Nah, how many children do you want?
Originally, I wanted 2. Mm. Now I want 3. Oh. I may be able to push up to 4, but we'll see.
What was the change from 2 to 3?
I think because I also realized that I wanted to adopt.
Yeah, same.
Because I just think it's an important thing that I think that everybody that has the means to adopt should adopt. 100%. Especially good people because 100%. The care sector right
crazy.
Now, the system. I just crazy. Think that for everyone that is so passionate about, you know, families abortion and stuff like all that kind of stuff, your home should be open to kids that are going through it. So I want to adopt, but then also, the reason I wanted only 2 kids was because based off of my interactions with my siblings, I was like, it's too much. Too many of you.
Yeah.
But it's as I've like interacted with a lot of people that only had like 1 sibling or they were the only child. And I was like, oh, you know, I always loved it when my cousins came around. I liked the idea of having a full house, all of that kind of jazz. So I'm now open to having more entities within the house. And I like the idea that, you know, if one flops, then, you know, we've got I'm kidding.
Oh my
I'm kidding.
Kids, my nieces and nephews, she doesn't mean that.
Yeah, she doesn't mean that at all. All of you are.
You are all successes.
But yeah, I do like the idea of later on in my life having a fuller house because I love things like holidays and I love just, as much as my family have been annoying, we have a great family unit and I would want that for my kids.
I love that.
That's, but we'll see how each birthing process goes first.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Really touch and go. How about you? I know you wanted a stadium. I'm kidding. 4, right?
Yeah. I was about to say, whoa. Lies.
Stadium.
Lies. Yeah, I want 4 kids. I originally only wanted 1. Like, I was just going to pull
one and all done.
Of my work.
It's no, that's scary.
Because I didn't want to have kids. I didn't actually want to have kids at all.
Fairs.
And then I got to a point in my healing journey where I realized that was from a place of pain.
Trauma.
And when I really thought about it, I was like, no, I actually do want to have kids. So then I was like, okay, I'll just have 1. And then as time goes on, for very similar reasons, wanting to adopt, wanting to have like, wanting my kids to have that experience. Like, I was like, no, I actually want to have 4 children, maybe more.
Yeah.
But definitely heavy on the adoption side as well. I do still want to have my own biological children by God's grace. But like, I do want that kind of family that realizes that like family is more than just blood.
Yeah.
And also alleviating the social care system, because I think it's wild, especially when you look at how many black kids are in social care, how many older kids as well as in foster care or like adoption process. Like, I'm just like, no, I would like to, or even if it's surrogacy, like whatever it, surrogacy, what's the one where somebody is having a baby and it's adoption,
adopt
the baby before it's born, but stuff like that, I'm just like, there are so many ways for us to solve problems in the world. But my big condition, similar to you, is can I provide for them?
Yeah.
Because I think quality of life is a really so big important. Deal for me.
So important.
And so I'm like, listen, as long as we have the means, then we can have more children. And I think I also want to get to a stage where each child, anyway, man makes plans and God laughs. Let's see what he does. But like, I really want to get to a stage where each child has had their time and then we move, know, into expanding the family and we know that we can handle it.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the biggest fear. It's like, you're having kids, but it's faster than you can provide for.
Child. Gotta tell your husband to keep his hands where he needs to keep his hands.
Keep his hands to keep where he can
Well,
keep
he
his
needs
hands.
To keep something else a bit far away. Hallelujah. That's the real thing, isn't
Hallelujah.
It?
Hallelujah. Can't be slipping and falling here, honey.
Felon.
Nope.
just about. Oops.
Yeah, so I think it's about big responsibility, but planning, provision. Let's see what God does. At the end of the day, it's God that gives children.
It is.
So let's see what God does and when he does it, eh?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, man. If Hallelujah. We can make it to four, we do. If he says, open the house up to eight.
Screaming. We'll not try. The nieces and nephews, child. I'm going to have to come with an SUV with all Why the presents not? For then you, the third, the second, yeah, the fourth, the fifth.
You can all come. You know who I'm really inspired by? Swade Jones and Emmanuel. They recently had their fifth child as a young couple. And I was just like, you know, you rarely see stuff like this, obviously, economic times. Yeah. But it's like, it's just nice to see like, oh, a healthy expanding family. Mm. I was recently introduced to a couple online who have six kids.
Wow.
I said, in this modern era, what work
They
are
know
you
some
doing?
Things that we don't.
What
No,
work
I think I genuinely think that folks, exactly. I think Jeez. they know something we don't.
So yeah, no, it was just like, wow. It's nice to see though, that even in the, obviously we talk a lot about like familial trauma and wounds and stuff, but even in the midst of all of these conversations, actually the healing process is paying off and healthy families are being born and created in our time. Yeah. I really like that.
Love
I'm
that.
Encouraged by that.
Love it.
Yeah, man.
Love it.
That's another week of TMS Hot Takes. All right. We hope that you enjoyed that little chin wag.
Little tidbit.
Let us know what you want us to discuss at this point. Yeah. Because, Rendezvous, you know, we're active on the IG.
Yeah.
So if you just let us know, guys. SOS.
Let us know. Give us a little
fire
heads up.
On the interweb. Let us know so we can talk about it.
Not the fire.
There's Send a fire the firefighters. On the internet, yeah, for real, know, for real. Some of you still don't understand the format of this episode. This episode is going nowhere.
Yeah,
as
not.
In like there is no point.
We're just literally this is just an opportunity for us to have a gist, a chin wag, things that are we're
on.
Seeing on the net, you know, yeah. all that kind of jazz.
Oh my gosh, you said you had a dilemma.
I did.
Oh, do you want to do it? We don't have time. Okay, yeah. No problem. So we'll help someone else next week. But yeah, let us know what you want us to talk about. This is purely topical.
Purely
we
topical.
We'll just jump from topic to topic.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a place to exhale. Just laugh.
It's just with your friends, yeah, man. Sisterhood. Man. Look, we do all of the personal development stuff on Sundays. Sundays
is a good day for that.
There you go.
Wednesdays, we're just trying not to give up.
We're just trying to get through the week. It's hump a half day. We get so, over yeah. the hump. You know.
But yeah, we hope that you enjoyed this episode. As always, remain as serious as you like.
I'm screaming.
Bye.
That's so hard. That is hilarious.
Said as you like.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.